Now, some of these questions are to try and see what kinds of words you have for various concepts. So I'm going to give you a clue and then see if I can get you to say the word that I'm interested in,
okay.
in eliciting. Let's see. If your features were similar to your father's, how would you put yourself in relation to him? You'd say that you were what in relation to your father?
You mean an appearance?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Well, we both about the same height and had blue eyes and fair complexion, I guess. And
so did you look like your father?
I think so. Uh-huh.
How would you say that? Would you say you looked like him? Or?
Yeah, I think our facial resemblances. He died when I was 19 mm-hmm. years old, but I, you know, through the first 2 years of high school and then when I was away at military school. I was there when he died in 1945.
Mm-hmm. Okay. When you were in school and you wanted to speak, what did you have to do? You had to do what?
To speak?
Yeah. Before you could speak, you had to...
Raise your hand.
Uh-huh. And if a woman is ready to have her baby, she usually goes to a place to have the baby. Where does she go?
Well, my mother was always the hospital.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Now, I had one brother. There were only two children in the family.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. And if in the old days, sometimes maybe a person would come to help with the birth at home if a woman didn't want to go to the hospital.
A midwife.
Uh-huh. When two people want to spend the rest of their lives together, they have to get...
married.
Mm-hmm. And they get married...
Have a commitment to
uh-huh.
each other.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And they have to get married in the...
Church.
Uh-huh. And the woman becomes the man's...
wife or for life. Or
mm-hmm.
In fact, this year we'll celebrate our 50th anniversary.
Congratulations. That's so wonderful.
This August.
That's great.
Mm-hmm.
My grandparents celebrated their 50th a few years ago. It was really a great celebration.
Is that Warner Blake?
Uh-huh.
Well,
yeah.
I was in Boy Scouts. My son was in Boy Scouts with Hal.
Oh, uh-huh.
They were in the same scout troop down around community church down around Isleta.
That's neat.
Yeah.
So I guess our two families know each other pretty well.
Right. At that time, we did. We don't see it. And my wife is in the same organization with your grandmother.
Mm-hmm. In the same PEO chapter, yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
That's really great. Okay. The man becomes the woman's...
I don't know whether you're searching for provider or...
Well, just generally, just wife and... The opposite of wife is
husband.
Uh-huh.
Right.
And the minister preaches a
sermon.
Mm-hmm. And we pray to
God.
Mm-hmm. And do you know the first four books of the New Testament?
I'm thinking now Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John.
Uh-huh.
No.
That's right. That's right. Uh-huh. And let's see. Back in the old days, what did they call UTEP?
I'll tell you in just Texas College of Mines and Metallurgy.
Okay.
And then it changed to Texas Western.
Mm-hmm.
And mm-hmm. my wife, when she graduated there. When she started there, it was Texas. I think her degree is from Texas College of Mines.
And where is your wife from?
She lived in this area. Clint, we started in the first grade together,
mm-hmm.
believe it or not, in Clint
mm-hmm.
school. So when we were about